It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Continue our series looking at each position on Penn State's roster. We're going to continue now with linebackers. It's a position worth noting, and not just because it's linebacker U. We'll break down that position here in just a moment. I wanted to let you know, Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets to every Penn State home game this season. For your chance to win tickets for the Kent State game, visit one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, or Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We will pull the winner on air here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we will do so all year long for every home game from Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Sign up, go find out how to get tickets at those three great places, and we will pull the winner here on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
You love saying that, don't you?
The bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Yeah. I tell my wife that every day now.
Beautiful.
When I'm drinking beer for breakfast, that's how I justify
it. Right. How do you think we got in here this early? Yeah.
So linebackers, Greg, I think this is a position a lot of people were looking at very closely and maybe trying to read some tea leaves from James Franklin. And I think the tea leaves are reading that he doesn't feel that panicked about the position. And I think he is he's resigned to the fact that this is going to be – they're going to skew pretty young. You know, they're going to plug in guys, and you talk of two in particular, Micah Parsons, Jesse Luceda, who could play some pretty sizable roles pretty early.
Boy, I'll tell you what, if you like to read tea leaves and try and figure out the little intricacies of what James Franklin and his staff and players say and use those to figure out what actually is going to happen, there can't be a better position on the roster than linebacker. I mean, just think about it. Sometimes you hear Ellis Brooks mentioned, sometimes you don't. One time, Micah Parsons will be the only freshman listed. Other times, it'll be Jesse Luceda, and then Micah Parsons will come up later in the conversation. Sometimes you'll hear them talk about, you know, Cam Brown, Koa Farmer as guys that, you know, it make you feel like they are penned into starting jobs. And then sometimes they talk about them and you think, well, maybe those guys are really getting pushed by some of the younger guys like Brooks and Luceda and Parsons. And then finally, Manny Bowen is sort of the great mystery of them all. You know, where is he going to fit into things? How soon can he start? Did they put weight on him to be a middle linebacker, or did nature just make him that big and he still has his speed and thus will be able to play on the outside like he did before he was suspended, kicked off the team, and then brought back to the team? So I'll tell you what, man, you can really look at it any number of ways, but the one thing I think I've decided at this point is that based on everything we've heard, this group is going to rotate a lot. It's going to play a lot of guys, and it won't surprise me if they have a lot of packages, you know, that Brent Pry has schemed up to get the best guys on the field in the best situations, even if that means some of the snap counts for the starters are lower than we're accustomed to, simply because of the fact that they have some guys that can do some really specialized things that you might need on a third and long or a second and short or in the red zone or late in the fourth quarter. And I think you'll see a lot of guys moving through there, especially in September as they try and figure out, you know, maybe who their best three are, but also what they can do with these guys in different packages.
And I think you know, talk about specialized positions. Micah Parsons, the five-star from Harrisburg, seems to be acclimating better and better and better. What do you see as the end game for him and how his role maybe changes or evolves from week one to week 12? Do you see him as being a guy who's going to rotate in but who ends up being too good to keep off the field?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think that's where we're at this point, that you can – you don't even have to read the tea leaves. You can just simply listen to what the coaches say, and it's obvious that there's times when Micah Parsons is not a linebacker because he didn't grow up and play as a linebacker. He plays the defensive end. So there's times when he looks a little bit lost out there, and then I think that's why we've heard Jesse Luceda mentioned so often, because he is the guy that grew up as a linebacker, instinctual, athletic. Now, look, he's not Micah athletic, and few are, but for Penn State, and I'll be honest with you, like, when it comes to Luke, I was wrong. I thought it would take him a year or two to get on the field, so I was dead wrong.
I feel like I was right about
you that. You were, and I was wrong, so I guess you get the Labatt this week.
I'll play blue and white, drink blue and light, no
there
problem.
You go. All kinds of sponsorship plugs today. Now, but I think that at the end of the day, when you look at how Penn State brought these two along, there's little debate about the fact that they got on these guys early in their recruitment. Now, Jesse was not a stressful recruitment at all, whereas Micah was among the most stressful of the Franklin era. But they get both of them, and they get them in early. Clearly, that pays dividends. And it's why I think you see Penn State pushing for the early enrollees. They have 8 expected for the class of 2019. 6, of course, came in the class of 2018. It's quite possible all of those guys could be ready to play. Not that they will play, because some of them, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's position they play or what have you, might not just be needed, and they can spend the year redshirting. But this is a group that is going to see those guys, I think, Lucada and Parsons, do more than just get rotational snaps by season end.
Is Lucada ahead of Ellis Brooks right now?
Well, you would think so.
I mean, that's a real conversation to have, and that's going to dictate maybe what Lucada's role is. I think athletically, he's more special than a lot of people probably accounted for. And he came in just so put together at 230 plus pounds that he didn't have to go through that process. And I think he's faster. He's more athletic than Ellis Brooks is. And it's not a knock on Brooks as much as it is, you know, Lucada maybe being above expectations early.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing with Ellis Brooks is, remember in his recruitment, he was such a big get for Penn State at the end of the cycle. And then I just wonder if the expectations were set a little too highly for him and he's still kind of figuring things out. I mean, it's not like he's been on campus that long, although it kind of feels like he has.
Yeah.
I just think it almost goes back to the Michael Mennett conversation that James Franklin pointed out last week or 2 weeks ago, related to, you know, people thought, you know, Mennett was a failure in a sense because the path he was going down was that people, you know, really thought this kid was doing something wrong because he hadn't got on the field yet, and he's only been in the program for, you know, a few years, and offensive linemen take time to develop, and linebackers can too. So I'm not ready to close the door on Ellis Brooks just yet. I just wonder if maybe the expectations or the beliefs of how soon he were played was set a little too high because of how his recruitment went, yeah. And honestly, because of how good he was in high school.
A lot of people excited to get him in there at all. He was a very touted kid, but I really think going back in time, he was he's very much like Jason Kabinda in terms of his athletic profile, his size, the way he plays. If Jason Kabinda were a freshman or a redshirt freshman right now, I feel like we would be having this exact same conversation because athletically, they've raised the bar at linebacker. They've brought in guys who are really, really athletic, and it makes guys look like who are really sound, stout, physical football players, makes them look worse than maybe they are. So I think that Brooks will be ready sooner than later, but he does need some development time. I think that's pretty clear. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, talking Penn State football, looking at linebackers for the 2018 season, a really interesting position. Got a special announcement for you as well. Our buddy Mark over at GoPSURV.com, going all out for the season opener against Appalachian State. He will be renting RVs at half price for the first game of the year. That's right, half price. It's a special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. It's a great time if you've been thinking about getting an RV. If you've heard us talk about, GoPSURV.com to go check it out. The first weekend of the year will also be a open house on Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon. It's a 3:30 kick against Appalachian State. 4-9 Tailgate Club will be there, giving you some samples of barbecue and some tailgate wine samples as well. Labatt Blue will be handing out some beer samples. So pretty much everything you could want in a tailgate weekend will be there. You should go check it out. GoPSURV.com. Sticking with linebackers here, Greg, Manny Bowen. We don't really know. There's no tea leaves really to read. And I found it interesting when he was asked if Manny Bowen proves that he's ready, if he's clearly one of the best three, will he start? And James Franklin really had an interesting response saying no, but that he hasn't had this conversation with the group yet. I feel like he was caught in kind of an honest moment where he was talking through his feelings and wanting to give an honest answer to media, but not wanting to reveal something to linebackers before he had a chance to do it himself.
Yeah, so that's one of those tricky things where he actually went on to give a very lengthy answer about this. And he more or less said, you know, that Penn State, the way they operate is the same. He wants to give the same message to the media and to the fans and to other teams and to parents and to whomever, longtime followers, alumni, whatever you are, professors, president, athletic director. Message is going to be the same to them as it is to the team, as it is to the coaches. And he sometimes does get caught in these spots where he wants to tell the, you know, the everyone that's not the staff and the players, which is the public, that, you know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen or we're going to do this or we're going to do that. But he doesn't want it to be out there before the team knows. And it seemed to me, at least, that he had not had that conversation with Manny Bowen yet. And, you know, was it one that even had to be had? I don't know. I mean, he started that answer, or maybe it was one before that, I can't remember, but he made note to the fact that, kind of like we already talked about this, guys, as it relates to his comments and Brent Pry's comments at Penn State Media Day back on August 4 when he said, you know, we don't know what the future is for him, we don't know what the plan is for him, we don't know how things are going to play out. So to be asked a question about whether he'll start or not, I thought it was a fair and a good question. And obviously, I'm sure James, if he didn't have that conversation, probably went right inside it and found Manny Bowen and talked to him. But this goes back to what we talked about previously, is how do you handle a guy that might be your best linebacker but also has, you know, obviously violated a number of your team rules, so much so that you removed him from the program for a while. So the question becomes, what message do you send if you reward that guy by bringing him back and starting him, I guess, is where how I see it. I don't know if that's how it's seen internally, but that's how it looks to me. So I think that's the conversation they had to have. It's not that he's not going to be a starter all year, but to start in week one, I think probably sends a message they don't want to send.
Let me ask you this then, too. This is sort of related, but Cam Brown, I guess a projected starter. Are people just don't seem to have any expectations whatsoever for him. And he's a guy, he's a true junior now who's gotten some pretty good experience, who looked like he hasn't really belonged, mainly because he's 6'4", 6'5". And it's odd to see that at linebacker, and it's odd to see a guy who's a little bit more slender out there too, and he jumps off the page. But is he a guy that we're just going to keep underestimating until he comes out there and is a really solid linebacker? And I think that there's a chance that that happens this year. It's related to the Manny Bowen thing, because Manny Bowen could slot in a couple of spots, including Cam Brown's.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Cam Brown, he's a guy that we're going to be talking about in October as a breakout candidate, as a surprise emergent guy as in terms of the starters. And it won't be fair, because you could have seen it coming. I mean, I think that I think the problem he has is that the one memory people have of him is just being out there as a true freshman when he wasn't supposed to be, but Penn State had so many injuries that he had to play. And I think that the memories that are kind of burned from him are just a very thin, out-of-place guy for a linebacker going out there and doing his best. And he was an all-Big Ten pick as a freshman, but he was very slender, as you said, very slim. You know, last year I thought it was a productive year for him, but you can't really think back to one game that he sort of was a shining star. So to me, it's a breakout year for him. He's a breakout candidate, and I'd be surprised if he didn't have an impressive junior season.
Boy, that would just be icing on the cake. Penn State's got these talented freshmen. They've got their most experienced guy, Koa Farmer. They've got a guy coming back, Manny Bowen, who might see a bigger and bigger role. If Cam Brown is really good, that would really go a long way towards stabilizing and getting this position into the future. We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Tyler Donahue from Lions 247 will join us in just a moment.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light Special Loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Beer Express, 4949 Queen Street in Harrisburg, for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Appalachian State game. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.